Well, good morning, everyone. Do you remember the pre-cell smartphone days? You know, when we went to work, gossiped and talked to people, about people, in the name of work, it was actually a fairly good way to work through bottlenecks. Well, sorry, folks, but tech, as you know by now, seems to silo all of us. We allegedly come together in digital communities, but we don't really talk, just type. Oh, we do video, though. All with caustic outcomes, it seems. So this from the Wall Street Journal by Ray Smith and John Keelman, as they allege the workplace and all this siloing isn't fun. Imagine that. Work pods, hoteling, temp spaces, video conferencing, none of this really lends itself to a cohesive work culture or a shared common experience. We all want some buzz, but also want privacy while sipping on $10 coffee. Somehow, something will have to give. Because we don't even feel comfortable with shared audio. Should you get a call at work, you're looking for a room with a door, so people either don't listen or aren't disturbed. It used to be that all this sort of melded together in a cacophony of office noise. Stuff you couldn't understand, yet it was there. Ringing phones, typewriters, elevators, hallway hellos. All the time, every day. Meanwhile, people are streaming video and audio all day long. At work, they just wear earbuds so they won't disturb you. For all those with a little gray hair, there used to be that cheap AM radio or FM DJ in the corner, and it played whatever was on, and everybody wanted it. And no one really paid much attention or even listened to it, but it filled audio space, and everyone understood that shared audio experience of a news update or the latest pop single. Then it was back to work. But never mind, I work from home now, and I can listen to whatever I want. Now go back to your cubicle, Dilbert. But one thing is certain, we don't really talk anymore, but we will answer a text. Sometimes. Oh, and from a cubicle, even though you are right down the hall. Feeling lonely? Yet. More later.